VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. It was a first for the Democratic presidential primary campaign here in the U.S., a debate appearance by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He was one of a half dozen White House hopefuls on the stage in Las Vegas. Billionaire Bloomberg has ridden a mammoth spending budget to a prominent place in national polls, and as expected, he was a favorite target in the NBC News debate. Bloomberg was hit hard for his stop-and-frisk policy as mayor. Former Vice President Joe Biden on the attack.
A terrible idea. Let's get the facts straight. Let's get the order straight. And it's not whether he apologized or not. It's the policy. The policy was abhorrent. And it was, in fact, a violation of every right people have. And we are the one. Our administration sent in people to monitor it. And at the very time, the mayor argued against that.
Bloomberg and Senator Bernie Sanders went at it.
I want workers to be able to sit on corporate boards as well, so they can have some say over what happens to their lives.
Mayor Bloomberg, you own a large company. Would you support what Senator Sanders is proposing?
Absolutely not. I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation. It's ridiculous. We're not going to throw out capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It was called communism, and it just didn't work.
And Senator Elizabeth Warren used health care to attack Senator Amy Klobuchar and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
A thin version of a plan that would leave millions of people unable to afford their health care. It's not a plan, it's a PowerPoint. And Amy's plan is even less. It's like a post-it note. Insert plan here.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump last night continued a pattern as he worked to upstage the Democratic Party debate with a re-election campaign rally. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has a report.
At the same time, six Democrats who want his job are debating in Las Vegas. President Trump was rallying with supporters in Phoenix.
November 3rd, get ready, November 3rd, we're coming.
Trump touted his economic numbers and complained he is being mistreated in the polling.
If I was treated fairly, meaning if you were treated fairly by the fake news, we'd be up 20 points higher in the polls. There wouldn't even be a competitive election.
Trump has been staying at his hotel in Las Vegas, making day trips to fundraisers in California and the rally in Phoenix. On Thursday, he campaigns in Colorado for Senator Cory Gardner. I'm Tim McGuire.
A 43-year-old man shot and killed nine people in Hanau, a suburb of Frankfurt, Germany, overnight, and federal prosecutors have taken over the investigation. Authorities are saying there was apparently a racist motive. The deadly spree began in a hookah bar where several victims were murdered when the assailant continued his assault less than 3 miles away. The gunman was later found dead in his home where he lived with his mother. Some of his targets were said to be Turkish. The attack comes amid growing concerns that far-right violence is becoming a fact of life in Germany. The Hesse State Interior Minister called the Hanau killings as, quote, an attack on our free and peaceful society. There are concerns coming out of the American intelligence community over President Trump's choice for the nation's Director of National Intelligence. Now, the outspoken ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, has no intelligence background. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Some members of Congress cite Grenell's lack of experience in intel as a problem. A former National Security Agency attorney, Susan Hennessy, now at Brookings Institution, tweeted, quote, "This should frighten you. Not just brazen politicization of intelligence, but also someone who is utterly incompetent in an important security role." She adds, "The guardrails are gone." Grenell follows Acting Director Joseph McGuire, who served since August. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
China is reporting its biggest drop in new coronavirus cases since the outbreak began more than 2 months ago. Beijing's National Health Commission said there were just 394 confirmed new cases of the COVID-19 virus on Wednesday, down from the 1,749 the previous day. This represents the biggest one-day falloff since last month. Meanwhile, the death toll tops 2,100, while the total number of confirmed infections stands at well over 74,500. Gene Randall, VOA News.